Hello everybody, welcome to our podcast Southern Solitude. Today we will talk about the chapters 12-13 from the part 2 of the book, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Mr. Blunt, could you please explain in detail what happened between the two girls at the bus station today?
What happened was that the two girls began arguing loudly over a bus ticket, and the situation quickly became serious because neither of them wanted to give it up.
I had already paid for the ticket with my own money, and I was just waiting quietly when she suddenly took it from me without asking.
I saw the ticket and assumed it was mine, so I took it without thinking because I assumed that black people don't get to have the privilege to ride public transportation.
You didn't think it was mine because of how I look, and that is why you felt you could just take it from me.
So she only judged you by your skin color?
Yes, because people often judge me before they even get to know me. And this was what happened.
That is exactly the problem, because people act without thinking and treat others unfairly without even realizing it.
Mr. Blunt, when the argument became physical, what did you decide to do?
I stepped in because they were shouting and pulling at each other, and the crowd around them was doing nothing to stop it.
There were many people watching us, but no one tried to help or say anything.
Everyone was just standing there, looking at us like it was some kind of show.
And how did you manage to stop the situation?
I decided the fastest way to end the fight was to give both of them money so each one could buy a ticket and go where they needed.
Why did you choose to solve it that way?
Because the real issue is that people don't have enough and money and are treated unfairly, and that kind of situation easily turns into conflict.
It should not have happened like that in the first place, because I had done nothing wrong.
I realize now that I acted without thinking and that made everything worse.
Okay, thank you. Now we will be presenting the chapter 13 with Willie and Portia. Good evening, thank you for speaking with me today. Can you tell me what happened that night?
That night, Jake and Singer came to our house to visit my father, Dr. Copeland. My father was very sick, so I told them to wait while I checked on him. There were many people in the living room, and I wanted everything to stay peaceful.
Why was it important for you to keep peace in the room?
People in our town do not always trust each other, especially black and white people. There is often tension and racism. I wanted everyone to feel calm and respected.
Willie, I know that it must be hard for you to open up about what happened, but can you explain? What was your condition that night?
I was lying down because I cannot walk anymore. My feet were cut off after what happened in prison. Even though my feet are gone, I still feel the pain in them.
Can you explain that pain more?
It feels like my feet are still there, hurting me. The doctors call it pain from missing body parts, but for me, it's more than that. It reminds me of everything that happened to me.
What troubles you the most?
I keep thinking about where my feet went after they were cut off. Nobody gave them back to me or told me anything. I know it may sound strange, but I want answers.
Why is knowing that important to you?
Because I already lost so much. I lost my health, my freedom, my future, and most importantly, my dignity. I cannot get those things back. But at least I want to know the truth.
Jake asks you many questions. How did you feel about that?
I was nervous. Jake wanted names and details about the guards and the other prisoners. I know he wants justice, but talking can cause more trouble for me.
Portia, what did you think of Jake's questions?
I understand that Jake was angry about what happened, but sometimes he pushes too hard. Willie is suffering and he needs to be taken care of, not only questions.
Why is it hard for your family to handle this situation?
Yes, very hard. My father is sick, Willie is in pain, suffering, and everyone is carrying heavy emotions. We are trying our best to stay strong.
Willie, what do you hope for now?
I hope the pain gets easier one day. I also hope people will truly understand what happened to me and why it matters.
Thank you both for your honesty. It's been a pleasure. So thank you for listening and see you soon.
Good evening. Tonight on Thousand Solitudes, Chapter 14, Part 2, we sit down again with Mick Kelly. Mick, things seem to have shifted for you lately. You once spoke about an inside room, a place where your thought and music lived. What's become of it?
I can't get there anymore, not like before. It's like it's closed off. So now I have to keep myself busy all the time, counting things, staying near people. If I don't, everything starts pressing in too much.
That sounds exhausting. What do you do to cope with that feeling?
Sometimes I follow Mr. Singer when he goes out walking at night. I don't let him see me. I just walk behind him. Not close, just enough so I know he's there. It helps, makes things feel steadier.
Do you still visit him like before?
Not as much, only a couple times a week now. I don't want to wear him out on me or make him wish I wouldn't come. So I keep it spaced out, makes it feel safer, I guess.
Safer in what way?
Like if I don't ask for too much, then nothing gets taken away. If I just sit quiet and don't bother him, then he'll still be there when I need him.
It sounds like you're carrying a lot on your own these days, especially at home.
Yeah, things are tight. Real tight. My sister's still sick and there's not much money coming in. My dad tried putting things signs for his watch work. I helped pay them. Thought maybe it would fix things, but it didn't change much. He don't say it, but you can tell it got to him.
And now there is a job opportunity that feel like a turning point.
It is. At first, everybody said no. Said I was too young. Funny thing is, hearing that made me feel kinda good. Like they wanted me to stay a kid a little longer. Like I mattered.
But you chose differently.
Yeah, I said I'd take it. I don't even know why exactly. Maybe because I could see how things were. Maybe I just wanted to help. At first, I felt proud. Like I was doing something important.
And now?
Now I keep thinking about what it means. If I start working, I won't go back to the school. Not really. Once the money starts coming in, it won't stop. And that's it. That's the road.
That realization must be heavy.
It is. Feels like shutting another door, like that inside room and now this.
You asked Mr. Singer about it, didn't you?
I did. I wanted him to tell me what to do, or at least to understand what I couldn't say right. He just nodded.
And that helped?
Somehow, yeah. It's strange. He don't say anything, but it still feels like he hears everything. Like maybe it's alright, even if I don't know how it turns out.
If you could go back into that inside room just once more, what will you hope to find there?
Music. Quiet but not empty quiet. The kind that feels full. Like something's about to begin.
Thank you, Mick, for sharing that with us tonight. You've been listening to Thousand Solitudes, where stories are spoken softly but carried far. Join us next time as we continue to listen closely to the lives unfolding around us. Good night!